A lion runs fastest when he's hungry. A lion runs fastest when he's hungry.
You don't really think about it, you just go. Bike as hard and as fast as you can for as long as your body will allow you to do it. Go.
Get up earlier, stay longer, work harder, fail. Fail again, never give up.
Go. I mean, just knowing that you need to like go all in here and do everything you possibly can and work as hard.
You have this power.
As possible, you know, to make it happen.
You have this power. Now isn't the time to wait. Now isn't the time to waste.
Nothing was stopping me at that point. And the more people said it couldn't be done, the more fired up it got me. Go.
You are powerful. You are full of courage. You are unique. You are independent. You have direction. You write the rules. Step up to your authority and take it. Take the opportunity. This is your chance. Your chance to change. Your chance to so much more. This is your opportunity to start the process of your self-improvement. The self-improvement that defines your future. A future full of success. This is the opportunity. This is your opportunity. Don't just throw it away. This is how it all begins for you. This is where it can finally happen for you, where you can grow and be selfish and not wait for the approval of others. Your time to be your best version of yourself. This is for you, you and only you.
Before in my life, so many failure, you know, growing up and things. And the way you deal with it is not to dwell on it at all. You just have to basically, as soon as you recognize, first of all, being objective about progress. So constantly reevaluating all the new information. So you could basically say, you know, here's the vision, and you start marching, and information's coming at you every day. Competition, things, the market, the world, whatever. You need to take in that information and then kind of reassess constantly so you can be objective about making decisions. And if you get to a point where you realize what you thought was true a year ago or 2 years ago is not true anymore, given all this information, now where do you need to be? And as soon as you recognize that, being able to tell people, I was wrong, forget that. I know I said that, that was when the information was this, new information, new, we're gonna pivot, and then getting everybody aligned around it, but willing to take that risk of looking stupid and basically just changing your mind. And sometimes that happens over a year or 2 years, sometimes it could be months. You could be months and say, you know what, wrong. Objectively, we've got some new information, let's go in this direction. So I think you can't dwell, you just have to reassess and go. If you're thinking about the failure or feel bad even for a minute, that's just a minute of lost time going forward. First thing is, people think the idea is not good enough and they think the idea is way more important than it really is. And people try and find ideas that have never been done before, which usually result in niche little businesses. I challenge people all the time to say, it's not about the idea, it's about the execution. Find and pick any industry out there, there's a way to disrupt it. There's already a big market. If you could just figure out a way to do it a little bit better and execute well, you could make a nice return on capital. Doesn't have to be anything super innovative. So I think that's what holds people back. I think once people get going, I think they spend too much time thinking about all the things that could go wrong and they get overwhelmed and it literally just paralyzes them. I'd always say, like, forget about all that stuff. Today is today. What's the biggest step you can take today toward your vision? Well, how can you make the most progress against the vision today? So I always push people to be really clear about the vision, and then they take that step, and then it's the next day. And they say, well, what? No, don't focus on that. What's the biggest step you need? And as you start lining up 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks, months in a row, you're like, wow, look back, you made some serious progress, and focus on like how far you've come. And keep the vision in mind, but don't get caught up between today and the vision, because you'll spin out of control.
You have this power.
Go.
Become undefeated. Keep your resolve and silence the critic within. Forget the other critics, because they will not respect you at the bottom. They'll ignore you in the middle, and they will be resentful at the top. As you rise without negativity and doubt, you become stronger, wiser, and more determined. Your environment will still be new, and you will still consciously and unconsciously structure yourself and restructure your sense of self. You will always be learning, adapting, and patient in the pursuit. Your love will be unbound and unpretentious, and your greatest achievement precedes the last.
First of all, people need to feel an intense sense of ownership of their idea. So making sure that, you know, when somebody has an idea, you can help them mold it, but it's their idea, and they have to feel like they're accountable to it, to the idea. Pushing them to go out there and tell the world, friends, family, everyone about their idea and what their vision is and what they hope to achieve. And it's amazing how infectious that can be. When somebody gets out there and they start telling people, I'm like, wow, that's a really good idea, or ooh, can you do that? Or I don't think you can do that. Or, and you start, whether somebody says you can't do it, or they say, wow, that sounds like an amazing idea. In either case, it's pretty motivating. I find the people that are scared to tell people about it, because they feel like some sense of like, now I'm kind of committed, or, you know, I've told all my friends about this big idea I'm gonna go do. So just getting somebody to go out there, it's kind of like, you know, if you wanna work out, they say, you know, put your shorts, your t-shirt, your shoes right next to the bed, get out of bed and put them on. And then once you get them on, it's easy to go. It's a similar kind of thing. It's like, once you have your idea, start telling everybody you know about this idea and how you're gonna do it. And usually that kind of starts to snowball, and then people feel a sense of accountability to it. Let's go with the core, you know, be good to people, treat people as you want to be treated, be empathetic, be kind. What drives someone's happiness? At the end of the day, when you really get into it, it's people want to be understood, they want to be heard, they want to feel like that there's something bigger than just dollars and cents in business. And I think being empathetic is putting yourself in somebody's situation and being able to relate to how they feel about business, situation, things outside of business, personal stuff. And I think that builds a lot of trust and respect, and people willing to be more loyal and committed and willing to give the best that they've got when they feel. It's also a feeling of safety too. I think when people feel listened to, heard, and understood, they feel safer. And a lot of times people don't give their best or do their best because they feel unsafe, which brings to a whole other topic around, you know, just creating a inclusive work environment, which I think is super important. And I think empathy plays a big part of that.
Start now. Start where you are. Start with fear. Start with pain. Start with doubt. Start with hands shaking. Start with voice trembling, but start.
Go.
Start and don't stop. Start where you are with what you have. Just start.
Go.
Surround yourself with people who push you to do and be better. The biggest communication problem is that we don't listen to understand. We listen only to reply. Rock bottom will teach you lessons that mountaintops never will.
Let them run, let them create, not get in their way, go.
Every morning, you have two choices. Continue to sleep with your dream or wake up and chase them. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. If you focus on the result, you may lose. But if you focus on enjoying the process, you will always win. It makes no sense why people think that at 18, 22, 30, they have to have their life figured out, when figuring everything out is a forever game. You will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that's said to you. True power is sitting back and observing everything with logic. If words can control you, that means that everything else can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass. The most dangerous person is the one who listens, thinks, and observes. stop making excuses. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. It's already tomorrow, and you are no closer to your dreams. It's easy to spot a yellow car when you're always thinking of a yellow car. And it's easy to spot an opportunity when you're always thinking of an opportunity. And it's easy to spot a reason to be mad when you're always thinking of being mad. You become what you constantly think about. Your thoughts become words. Your words become actions. Your actions become habits. Your habits become character. Character is who you are and determines your path in life. You make your own destiny. People don't lack strength. They lack will. What defines us is how well we rise after falling. Give people time. Give people space. Don't beg anyone to stay. Let them roam. What's meant for you will always be yours. When the battle of life is upon you, remember, you are strong. When the odds are stacked against you, remember, you are powerful. When it all gets too much, remember, it's in the darkness where the fire is lit.
Congratulations, you're a winner.